What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Car Talk at the Sack Boys. I'm Connor. I'm your host. Joining me is, honestly, my most pressing co-host, Lewis, at this point.
Yay!
Your percentage is rising.
Yay!
We also have Andrew.
Hey, I didn't see you guys walk in. Alright, let me just close out some of this stuff that you probably shouldn't be seeing.
Alright, just gotta turn off the IRS website, how to build a bomb.
Definitely not trying to get my stimmy, hold on.
Definitely not trying to figure out how to get a longer erection for more than 3 hours.
Okay, I click on that one too.
Yo, no one wants priapism, that shit's painful.
Also, Peter is here.
Disproving any theory that people have that Peter and Andrew are the same person.
Disproves my theory.
Yo, but like, literally, Andrew, can we do the fusion dance?
How can you do that if you're the same person?
We'd be either Pan... I think we'd be Pandrew, because we both have a love of pandas.
Or Ander. Or Antiter? Ater?
I like Pandrew better.
Pandrew just rolls off the tongue. I like Pandrew better as well.
But you two can't fuse. You're not of similar height.
That is true. Peter is a titan compared to me.
Listen, we all know Jared's gonna just come into my room while I'm asleep, break my kneecaps off, and I'm gonna be like, well, I'm shorter.
If anything, Andrew, we can do the fusion dance.
That is true. We actually are of similar height, Connor.
We are of similar height, but do we have similar power levels?
No, because you have the power level of, like, a Saiyan, and I have the power level of, like...
a super really? Namekian who's absorbed all the other Namekians, because that was actually the most interesting thing in the entire universe of fucking Tournament of Power.
So
let's
would you
be real.
Like, Khondru?
No.
Andor.
I like Andor.
I was gonna say that I have the power level of like a wet noodle.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful,
yo,
depending on how venti that noodle is.
Wait, how come I have the power level of a Saiyan?
Because you support everyone and love everyone.
Also because you're working out, Connor, and I am not.
Yo, you're working out? No wonder. I gotta see those gains you're getting.
Yo, I gotta see that gains, if you know what I mean, after this podcast.
Pull down your pants!
I haven't been making gains, if anything...
Losses.
Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, that actually makes sense, because you're losing... Okay. I can respect that.
Stongs.
Our medical professional.
My God, they're gonna give him a license.
My God, I'm not going to his office.
I don't have an office.
My God,
when you get an office,
I don't get offices. I don't get such a privilege.
Can I sue you for malpractice before you're even licensed?
No.
I will go to the awkward corner of the room where Peter's like singular rolling chair is set up.
Can I sue you for malpractice when he sacks me in a game of Vanguard?
Yes.
Speaking
whatever
of,
whatever happened to do no harm? You fucking liar!
Speaking of, we are sometimes a Card Fight Vanguard podcast.
Wait, we are?
Occasionally.
Peter be like, I'm a doctor. What?
But these crits but are healthy for you. Now take them to the face.
But well,
listen, everyone knows that a crit a day keeps the doctor away.
Take these 12 crits to the face and call me never.
Peter played like Dr. Zed from Borderlands.
I love Dr. Zed.
Well, you see, Peter... A crit a day does keep the doctor away. It also keeps my invite away.
But yes, as Lewis did say, we are occasionally a Card Fight Vanguard podcast.
Is that like Turbo, yes. A Power Rangers movie?
Yes.
Yes.
The good one.
God, that movie was good, but that series was awful.
I blame the blue one.
A lot of people do. But let's talk about red ones. So we got reveals from the set. Whoa, the crazy. Set. It's the second episode in a week that we've done that. Yay.
Wowza. Yay.
You know what's finally funny? They're revealing stuff from the set, but we still are missing trial deck stuff.
Yeah, but it's mostly probably going to be vanillas, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Anywho, yeah. First we got Drag Reiter Arvalis? Yeah.
Sure.
Armless? Grade 2 10k rare. Auto, when placed on rear guard, counter blast one, soul blast one, choose one of your opponent's grade 2 or greater rear guards and retire it. Blaster Blade? I thought Blaster you weren't Blade. In this series anymore.
Oh my god, he's back!
Is it Blaster Blade but a dragon?
It's Blaster Blade but a dragon. It's a drag ritter, which is like a Dragon Knight but with fundamental differences.
It's a drag ritter, not a drag rider.
Yeah, it's R-I-T-T-E-R.
Which will probably be translated to rider, most likely.
Who did the Kagero fuck
just
knows?
Like kidnap Luard's clan when we weren't looking?
No, I'm pretty sure just... they kidnapped Blaster Blade, because this is literally Blaster Blade.
It is.
Yeah, but Berserk yes. Dragon was basically Blaster Blade.
Yeah, but you know, fuck him.
He let you draw a card.
He also let you draw a card, not like Blaster Blade. That guy sucked.
Oh, I was talking about like OG Berserk Dragon. He was literally like Blaster Blade with
but better
without the but now I wouldn't even say better because like Blaster Blade killed something like he killed anything when placed on Vanguard, but he only killed
two or
grade
higher.
Two or greater on rear yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think he killed grade 2 or less or something like that. I don't know. Who
it was grade 2 or greater.
Then it would care about OG Vanguard because I do.
Cool. Okay, Grindad. Drag Ritter Zafar. Grade 2 10k common.
Jafar.
Auto, when this unit intercepts, Soul Blast 1, it gets shield plus 5 until end of that battle. It sure is a common.
Yep.
Here, Zafar, how mediocre you are.
I believe that you will sit at the bottom of the commons box.
At the bottom of Peter's commons box.
Every time.
Every time.
Listen, he doesn't deserve a spot in my box.
My but he might make a good coaster for my drink.
Not even that. He doesn't even deserve to be in my drink.
Yo, it really deserves to be in
Dex. Well,
he's
not going in your drink, Peter. He's going under your drink.
Yo, it deserves to be in Dex instead of drinks.
What's that?
What?
The cursed soul wriggles in agony.
Excuse me?
It's a grade 3 normal order for Stoikeia.
I feel violated.
You have my attention.
Play this with cost soul blast 2. Look at 4 cards at the top of your deck. Choose up to 1 unit from among them called to rear guard. Discard the rest. If it is on Alchemy Magic, call 2 cards to rearguard instead of 1, and all units called with this order get power plus 5 until end of turn.
That's a gold paladin card.
It's so like
it's gold paladin.
Yo, that shit's pretty good.
So I'll be real. I think my favorite part of this card isn't even the fact that it calls stuff. I think what's really important to know about this is that the fact that it puts everything else into the graveyard.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's very, very important because you can mill over stuff that you can call out later, or you can mill other orders to Alka Magic later.
Yeah.
Oh, this mechanic is so good.
Yeah, Zorger's a good card.
If it put it back into the deck, it'd be so much worse, but the fact that it mills it, oh. Oh!
It's like, you see this shit? Yeah, I see it. Let me guess. It's going back into the deck.
Honestly, the power is just... Like, everything about this card is just good. Wait, what grade order is this?
Grade 3.
Yeah.
Oh.
I actually what they're doing.
Or
with, like,
pitching
the,
it.
With, like, the grade 3 orders are, like, you know, the better orders, as they should.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just being overly costly like they did in V and not really do anything or be worth it at all.
I also like that for the card art, it's just like Zorga rocking out with his staff, and then he's like telling the Skull Dragon, go get the dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I've literally been like sitting here, and I'm looking at this, and I'm like, this is just buddy fighting Vanguard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And honestly, I'm alright with that.
Also, if you forget with Alka Magic, you know, stable 2 spells together, so this either gets... Was it? This either gives it's Soul Blast 2 and Counter Blast 1 to give to call 2 things and then give 3 things plus 10, or Soul Blast 3 to call 3 things to give them all plus 5.
This is probably the most impressive mechanic that they've shown so far, in my opinion.
I feel like we're out of orders though, unless there's a double R order.
Like honestly, I'm fine with them only having like the 3 orders for now. There's just
because honestly, like. The thing is, you gotta remember that, like, you know, we can't ride orders and we still need rear guards to attack, you know? Like, we don't want to make it just, you know, like, the ride chain and then orders, because, you know, we need some form of field presence, you know?
Stairs at Zorga's chest.
We need stuff to mill over that aren't order. We need units.
Yeah.
We need bodies. We
need substance.
It's, It's gonna be such an interesting dynamic trying to fit as many as like go the perfect ratio of orders into Zorga.
Yeah.
Especially since deck space is really opening up because the ride deck. So like ratios are so fucking flexible now, aside from triggers. Those stay the same at all times. But you fucking whatever.
17 cards are basically predetermined for you.
Yes.
Actually, now it's 20 cards because of the ride deck.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you're 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's still less than half your deck that you have full control over.
30 cards.
In some games, 30 is the whole deck.
You wanted to ride it on Vanguard? Remember that? No. I don't want to remember that. I want that gone.
You know what you want gone? Right. Hydraulic Ram Dragon.
Damn.
It is a grade 3, 13k, and Stoikeia. It's a common with Persona Ride. But he does not... Do not ride this, children, for you will be sad.
Why will I be sad, Lewis?
Because he has a rearguard skill only. Auto rearguard!
No!
When this unit attacks in Vanguard, if an order card is in your bind zone, this unit gets power plus 5 until end of that battle.
So if you did the Zorga thing...
Also, this is not... This is unapologetically a tier dragon.
Yes. It's super a tier dragon. And no one can deny it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tier dragon pack filler. You hate to see it.
I mean, you know, it's still a stick you can revive with Zorga.
Oh, yeah.
This is true. And if you revive it with Zorga, it's like, you give it another 5k, it becomes, like, what, 23 on its own?
Or another 10k and make it a 33k.
Yeah, buddy.
Perhaps.
I think it was, I don't remember who it was. I think it was either Connor or Lewis that said this when this card was shown. But one of them typed, I really didn't expect... Zorga and Alchemagic to get this much like focus and support, and I'll be real, I very much like I was in the same boat where I was like, all right, there's gonna be like a couple cards gonna be a neat sort of cheeky sort of a similar thing to like Divine Gauges, and it's gonna try to do the thing but not be good enough. But this honestly feels like a very fleshed out archetype now,
right from go,
especially since it's only like what, 7 cards shown.
Yeah, yeah, like even now, like, and like we're seeing all the pieces fit together in terms of how the deck looks to be played, and I'll be very real, I'm kind of in love, if I'm being quite honest.
Honestly, same.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I think that was Lewis. I know for a fact that was probably Lewis.
Yeah, it's probably me.
Yeah, just like, I mean, I'm no stranger to Mill. I adore Mill. I adore Mill, but very specific. This is very important, very specific. I love Mill, but only when I'm doing it to myself.
Andrew, just play Digimon card game, play purple. You'll love it. Trust me.
I think, personally, just in my opinion, I think milling other people is boring as complete hell.
Oh, that's so dumb. I just want to mill myself.
I completely agree.
I'm like, I want to turn my graveyard into a value engine, not even a toolbox. I just want all of the value in my graveyard.
Andrew just honestly wants every monster in Yu-Gi-Oh to be Foolish Burial on top of being a monster.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what's up.
Andrew wants everything to be the friggin' field spell that's like, mill a card from your deck and then add a card from your deck to your hand.
You know, I'm actually kind of surprised to hear you say that, because like, what's cool? I'm surprised like you didn't like play Granblue or anything then, like when you first started playing Vanguard.
Granblue,
Skeleton Cannoneer.
It didn't help that there was I had my predetermined bias towards Skeleton Cannoneer and just towards just disliking Night Rose in general.
I do,
but like, my thing with Granblue was always that they just always felt either like you're either just like a combo deck, or you're just like you're just trying to set up like the perfect graveyard to do a very specific thing, and then like it never felt just sort of like I'm doing this because I want to and because like it's valuable for me to do so because I have valuable units that I can get out of there. As opposed to Granblue, where it's like I am putting these specific units in my deck to be a toolbox. I'm not like Connor, where Connor adores toolboxing. I just want to just put a crap ton of stuff in my graveyard and just have options to call out.
I
don't want specific things. I just want stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I just want a yard.
I want a yard and advantage. That's literally all I want. All
right. Captain Andrew, is this the only card in Grand Blue you like?
It's not even in Grand Blue.
Oh,
you're talking about something else.
Green Shade.
That's the boy! I love him! He's so good!
He is a very
good
boy.
Is he everything you want and more in a unit?
If he was like a horribly deformed like monster, like a deleter or like an animal of some kind, it'd be perfect. It'd be perfect. I mean, I do like pirates, but like, you know,
you don't like the ghost pirates.
It's ghost pirates. They were just regular ass pirates, maybe.
Perhaps.
Maybe. And before you say, then why did you like Seven Seas? Stop it.
That wasn't a deck. That was a gimmick, and everyone knows it.
You're a gimmick.
But Andrew, I completely understand where you're coming from, where you say Grand Blue is a combo deck, especially during G.
Yeah, there's nothing inherently wrong with combo. It's just not what I'm into. I like value in aggro. Like aggro decks that draw cards are my kink. I don't know, man. Like...
Your kink.
And Zorga's feeling you right now.
Zorga just feels like, all right, I am value incarnate the deck. I'm gonna mill over my stuff and get ridiculous amounts of value by stitching together these orders.
And it will be beautiful.
And it will be glorious. And I'm like, yes, they finally know what I'm looking for.
Yes, give me 4 SPs.
And the fact that it's like a hot dude mixed in with like a bunch of horrible, disgusting monsters.
Yes. Oh.
Just icing on the cake.
It's all coming together. He's like a necromancer, and he's surrounded by blue skulls and stuff. That honestly, when I first looked at it, I was like, "Are those the leaders? Are those the leaders? Excuse me."
He's like, Andrew sees horrifying abominations. Like, oh, is it hot here?
I'm gonna revive that from the graveyard and attack with it,
and then it'll kill itself.
Oh, that's gonna die and draw me 2 cards.
It's all coming together.
Moving on. We have a grade 3 order for Dragon Empire, Sunlight Punishment.
How dare you?
Play this card with cost. Counterblast any if you have one or more cards in your counterblast area, counterblast any number of those cards. Choose one of your opponent's rear guards for each counterblast, pay for this cost, and retire it.
I can totally see them building an entire deck around this one order, and I'm all here for it.
Because, like, the only cost we've seen for Dragon Empire is, like, besides random commons and rares, is, like, Nirvana himself has 1 counterblast, and then everybody else is free.
Yep.
Free.
Or Soul Blast. I mean, you got... What's the guy's name? Virena. I always forget his name. I don't know why.
Soul Blast, too. But, like, you know... I like this. It's a good option. You could potentially just like get rid of really annoying things on your opponent's side of the field for like counterblast 1 or 2.
Yeah.
It's spot removal. Or board removal.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Your opponent has worked so hard for a board. Alright, allow me to just do this real quick.
Allow me to counterblast 2 to destroy most of your work.
Like, if you're getting to the point where you have 5 open counterblasts and you can just openly spend it on killing everyone's board, I think you're winning at that point already.
Probably.
Hopefully.
Remember,
like,
I'm sorry, you go.
No. Go on.
No, you go.
I actually wasn't going to say anything, though.
Okay, I was just going to say, it's not about winning. It's about sending a message.
Yeah, you know what's up.
Yeah.
The only case where I see this, like, maybe not being as good is in the Zorga matchup, because like they just kind of call it all back anyways.
It's like, thanks, I was gonna do that anyway, but whatever.
It's like, oh gee, thanks, bro. You just got rid of 10k shield.
You saved me a resource. Thanks.
Darn.
This card is a meta call.
Yeah. It could be good if you play against a deck that doesn't recur.
There's like one change to this card that would have made it like over the top bananas good, it would be like, counterblast 1 or more, and then if you counterblast 3, choose all your opponent's rear guard instead of, like, 1.
Honestly, what I kind of wish I saw instead of this is, instead of just retiring them, how about, like, if you paid a certain amount of counterblast, you bind them instead?
Yeah.
That would have been cool. That, or just Counterblast one. Goodbye, Field.
Nah.
Nah, get out of here.
That's what you're good. We don't need Gauntlet Buster again.
I guarantee when they do the subclan in Dragon Empire that's basically going to be Narukami, they'll get that exact order.
Probably.
But instead we got this.
Right, we got this freaking mook. Stealth Rogue of Strife Futomaru. Say Grade 2 10k rare for Dragon Empire. Auto, Virgon, when this unit attack hits anything, discard a card, draw a card.
Filter.
So, like, is this supposed to be, like, a new Batama card?
I think it's supposed to be a Murakuma card.
I knew you were going to ask that, and yeah, I'm totally sure it's Murakuma.
What?
Because it's called Stealth Rogue of something, which is usually a Murakuma thing.
Yeah.
But hold on. Doesn't Nubatama have, like, Stealth Rogues of something or other?
Yeah, but it's not Stealth Rogue of. It's usually just Stealth Rogue. Some, like, Stealth... Oh, actually,
like,
no,
Demon Stealth Rogue, or, like...
No, but then there's
Tempest Rogue.
Or, like, Stealth Beast, or, like, Stealth Dragon.
I mean, they were basically were supposed to be the same clan, but then, you know, they realized, oh, fuck, we already made a ninja clan. Well, how'd that happen?
Yeah, obviously, but, like... Look, I see the discard, and I'm like, Nubatama, is that you?
I feel that. But you know what? They all came back together, and now they are one clan again. All is right in the world, I guess.
My mind immediately went, this has to on-hit to do something. It's a Murakumo card.
Actually, all right, you know, nope, that's the winner. Nope, Connor's got it. Very well, I concede. Very well, I concede. It has to hit, it's Murakumo.
You have best of me.
Murakumo was either on hit or if it didn't hit.
Yeah. There's no in between.
And if it doesn't have that text, it's tier one.
Literally.
For real.
Anyway, we got five promos.
Are these the promos? V promos?
No, these are the ones for standard, for D.
Our first wave of D promos.
D promos.
I love it when Bushiro gives us the good D.
Blazing Spear Dragon, Grade 2, 10k. You proud of that joke?
Yes. Very.
For Dragon Empire. When you choose place on rear guard, if your opponent has no units in the same columns, this counterboss one and it gets power plus 10 until end of turn. Wow. Yeah. This card does nothing.
Great. I love it.
Wow. This is worthless.
It's less than worthless, my boy.
Wow, I love it. Not.
Stupid. Then we got Direful Doll Violetta's Grade 2 10k for Dark Zone. Act Soul. If your soul has 10 or more cards, cost Counterblast 1 to call this card rear guard. It's alright.
That's a Pale Moon card.
It's a Pale Moon card.
I mean, you're doing soul shenanigans if you're like, hey, I need a field.
I like how Nightmare Dolls in the future are basically Nightmare Dolls, but they're Direful Dolls.
Direful Doll. It is a direful. It's literally just a nightmare doll.
Then we got Rapid Charger for Brantgate, Grade 1 AK. Auto Rearguard, when this unit attacks, when the attack this unit boosted hits, Soul Charge 1. Great! It sucks!
Why can't I have that in Stoikeia?
You were wondering where we were gonna get Soul.
No, but like, Soul for cost, not Soul Charge!
Yes. You Soul Charge, get Soul for cost.
I hate you.
It's the circle of life.
Then we got Prescription Angel, Grade 1 AK for Getter Sanctuary. Auto Rearguard, when your Vanguard is attacked, Counterblast 1 retire this unit, choose a face-up card in your damage zone, and call it to Guardian Circle. Put the top card of your damage zone, put the top card of your deck into your damage zone, face-up.
Angel Feather.
It's an Angel Feather.
It's literally Angel Feather.
It's kind of neat.
It's neat. I think it has implications for premium, from what I've been told.
Wait, does it call any card or a normal unit?
Any card from your damage zone.
Okay, you could call like a trigger. That's kind of cool.
Or you can call stuff that has trigger. Like that has like unplay stuff for rescue and stuff. That's like the big thing.
Oh, okay, okay, all right. I see what's going on here.
Yeah, that's pretty cheeky.
For standard, it might not have the implications, but for premium and vemium,
yes,
perhaps.
Vimium nothing, because you can't play this in Vimium.
Yo, I totally forgot, right, because my brain is stuffed with other things. Is Vremium is
just V cards.
It's just V cards. Okay. Yes. It's not V, because I'm like, was it V and D, or was it just V? Because I could not remember for the life of me.
It's just the V.
Gotcha.
I hope we get to a point in the future where every format is a different letter of the alphabet.
I can't wait for Q format.
Oh my
god. No, they all have to be letters that rhyme just to make us annoyed.
V, D, B, C.
Yo, C format? Hell yeah.
C
format,
that's cock, dude.
That's cock, dude.
That's probably what we'd say about the format, too.
That's cock, dude.
Oh my god. Oh god, Lewis, I was not expecting you to do that.
Well, while Andrew's dying, Swell Assault. Boy, what a swell card I get. Grade 1 AK for Stoikeia. Auto rear guard. When they attack this unit, boost it, hits a vanguard. If it is the third battle of this turn, retire this unit, countercharge one. Wow. It sure is Aqua Force. Early Aqua Force.
Listen, we don't talk about that.
Yep.
It sure is, yep. Like, hey, wave 3 only. Did this thing hit?
Listen, we don't talk about that.
You remember this time? Back when promos didn't do anything, you didn't need them to play decks.
This is that time.
Oh, shit.
Ah, the good old days?
Question?
I'd say it's the good old days, because we actually get cards in the main set that make the decks playable.
Yes.
Yeah, but, like, also, like, because I remember we had the opposite problem in G, where we're like, these promos don't fucking do nothing! And then everyone was like, give us promos that do something, and then they did. They just gotta give us promos that are literally just reprints.
In the middle.
Yeah, in the middle. Something that does something, but, you know, doesn't... But, like, you have other ways of getting it.
Hey, guys.
God, has it been annoying to find those goddamn promos. I
need. You know what we needed? We needed an extra gimmick for Dark States.
Did we?
Did we really?
Yes, we did. And unfortunately,
every nation's getting one.
Unfortunately for everybody who watched the YouTube stream that revealed this archetype and the archetype after this one, the stream was really fucked. Like, if you try to go watch that playback, it is fucked beyond repair. So there probably is a panorama art for these, but we did not see them because fuck me, I guess.
Yeah. Damn it.
But, you know, whatever. We'll probably see it at some point.
Fucking YouTube.
Here's stuff. Uncanny Burning is a grade 0 for Dark States.
You mean Dark Irregulars?
For Dark States. Auto rearguard. Auto, when this card is wrote upon, if you went second, draw a card. The end.
Ah, so the starter thing.
The starter thing, yes.
Yes.
But he looks cool as heck.
For starters.
Then there's Deep Stonker. I mean, Deep Sonicker.
Excuse me?
Deep Stonker.
Deep Stonker.
I think I'd have to play Dark States if there was a card named Deep Stonker.
Stonks. Grade 1 AK. He is a common, I believe? Let me just pull it up real quick. Yes, he's a common. Auto Vanguard. When this unit is placed on Van, you Soul Charge 1.
Okay. And
continuous Rearguard. During your turn, if your soul has 10 or more cards, this unit gets power plus 10.
Just gets big.
Big.
Okay. He gets swole.
He gets big stonk.
Stonk.
Do you even splash, bro?
He invested.
He invested. He was this in GameStop before GameStop happened.
Darkseid has an order that's just like Soul Charge 2.
Yes, Brother Soul. It is also a good one order. Yes.
So you're playing that.
Oh, you are totally playing that.
Yes. The grade 2. Electro Spartan is a grade 2 10k rare for Dark States.
Can I just say I love that name?
I know, it's pretty fucking cool.
Electro Spartan.
Did
you say Electric Spartan?
Electro Spartan.
Master Chief, mind telling me what you're doing in Card 5 Vanguard? Sir,
negative infinity.
Saving this nation.
Negative infinity.
No, see, I thought you were going to go with the obvious and say, I'm finishing this fight.
To give the Covenant back their bomb. Permission granted.
Jumps out of dropship.
For a break, he flew pretty good.
Anyway, when this unit is rode upon by Master of Gravity and Barrow Magnus, cost put a card from your hand into your soul, draw a card, and soul charge one. Those are both really good abilities.
Soul charge two.
Can we just say Master... Can we just say what's his name? Master of Gravity, Barrow Magnus, in like Muscle Man's voice?
Sure, but I'll do it after this. And an auto, when this unit is placed on rear guard, cost count plus one and soul charge two.
Oh, that's how Bruce gets 10 soul.
Sure.
Maybe.
Okay.
Potentially.
I mean, nothing else Final Rush really costs Counterblast, so like, I don't see why you wouldn't want to play this.
I mean, it's all one nation.
We all work together here.
Do we?
Yes, we do, Peter.
Yes,
we get the Spartans to help the football. We get the Spartans to help the football players.
Yeah,
just like in Halo.
let me get my Muscle Man voice ready. Master of Gravity, Barrow Magnus, bro.
Oh, God.
He's a grade 3, 13K, triple rare for Dark States. He also has Persona Ride.
You know who else has Persona Ride?
My mom!
Shake my head.
GG Quintal, don't sue us.
Wait. Blue Soul Man, which of us is High Five Ghost?
I think it's Peter.
To be fair, I am kind of dead right now.
Anyway, Barrow Magnus has one skill. Auto Vanguard, when this unit attacks, counterblast one, perform all the following according to the number of cards in your soul. I wonder where I've seen this line of text before. Stares at Gasteel. Alright, 5 or more, you draw a card. Alright. 10 or more, cool. You see it gets power plus 10 in the crit. Alright.
Alright, cool.
And then 15 or more, both you and your opponent put all your own rear guards into your souls. Choose up two cards from your soul, call them the rear guard, and those units get power plus 10 until end of turn.
That's neat.
That's really fucking good.
That's neat.
What's
like
deep in sin? What are you doing here?
I was about to say, literally.
You're in the wrong timeline, you goof.
He's just like, I'm immortal.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Proceed. This card's really good.
This guy's really cool.
I like his skills. I don't know how. I think definitely by the time you Persona Ride, you should have 15. Like, probably, right?
Hopefully.
Probably.
Because, like, was it? So you ride grade 1, you have 2 soul, because your starter doesn't move. Grade 2, you're basically the same, so 3 soul. You ride into Barrow Magnus, you're guaranteed 5. Actually, you're guaranteed 6 because of Electro Spartan.
Electro Spartan.
Wait, can we go like 2, that one, and... No, 7. You're guaranteed 7 when you ride Electro Spartan. Some amount of, you know, Brother Soul and then playing Electro Spartans will get you there.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Oh, with probably more things we'll see.
Yeah. But I like him. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like him as much as Sorka.
Well, yeah, because Sorka does cooler things than he does.
I mean, how can you compare this to actual perfection?
I don't know if, like, Zorga's gonna be, like, as good as Barrow Magnus, but Barrow Magnus is very slow.
Yeah. See, the thing I see is, like, Barrow Magnus can only get faster, but Zorga can only get more potential.
Yes.
You know? Because he, like, revolves around, like, all the orders. So the better orders we get, the better that Zorga gets, you know? Barrow Magnus, his skills are always going to stay the same.
Yeah. But, Wow. Okay.
Baron Magnus Dreams is a turbo deck. And I don't know. I really like making turbo decks.
I don't know, like, how turbo you can make this. Because, like, so you have their 7. If you played a Brother Soul from turn 1, you'd have 9... 11, 13, and then you need another. It's turn 4 earliest. Or if you play an Electro Spartan, it's 15. So, literally, if you drew God Hand, you could potentially do this. Not the deck. If you drew 3 out of your probably 4 copies of Brother Soul and play them every turn leading up to your Barrow Magnus, you could potentially have your 15 soul.
Amazing.
Well, I mean, Lewis, we can also play the order they got.
Well, not yet. We're not there yet. Hold on.
Well, I mean, it's a special tour.
Okay, so, yeah, so their order, which is called Crawl, You Insects!
Oh.
Okay.
Is a grade 3 Dark States order, normal order. You play it with Counterblast 1, Soul Charge 1, then choose one of your units. It gets plus 10,000 power until end of turn for every 5 cards in your soul. If your soul has 10 or more cards, draw a card. This is really good.
Huh.
I can dig it.
You'll probably have enough soul to refund it, because making it basically just Counterblast 1 to replace itself and give something a shit ton of power.
Pink.
You'll make something plus 20 if you're at the minimum.
Large.
And in charge. No wonder they call them tiny organisms.
I love the art for this. It looks so cool. It's like literally like just like him just making everybody just like crawl onto the ground with magnetism.
Behold the power of magnets.
Meanwhile, he's just like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a rare order, by the way. And then there's also Direful Doll Simone. It's a grade 1 AK common. Auto rearguard when this unit boosts. If your soul has 5 or more cards, you can counterblast one. Until the end of that turn, when your opponent would call cards from their hand, they have to call 2 or more at the same time.
Battledore!
If you're playing against Barrow Madness, it's probably going to be 2 or more cards anyway, because, like, fuck, these guys are going to get huge.
Oh, yeah.
Battledore! it doesn't make it so you can't just PG the Vanguard, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true enough.
You know, one thing that's actually interesting about, like, Battledore skills with the new PGs is, what's it called? You could literally just, like, say you have, like, 3 cards in hand, you could just put one to guard, like, if you need to guard with 2 or more, and then just put the PG and be like, oh, look, 2 or less cards.
Yes.
It's nullified. No ditch.
But you're still it's still fundamentally doing the same thing as making discard for the PG.
Yeah. Yes. But you basically though, because like if you had a PG with a Battledore, you'd have to get rid of 3 cards because you'd still have to discard. I'm saying like if you use the Battledore skill, because you have to call 2 or more at the same time to guard.
Not necessarily, because you can still just drop the PG and another card to guard without activating the PG.
No, but I'm saying if you would want a PG, that's what I'm saying. Like, say it's like 30 bajillion power. They hit their over trigger. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. We're off topic.
Cool. Barrow Magnus is a pretty cool guy. I don't know how fast he's really going to be. Because, like, I described the scenario where you draw the nut and do it. But, like, I don't know how consistent that's going to be.
He won't be fast to start the gate as soon as they get more Dark States. Oh.
Maybe.
Because everything in Dark States is probably going to be soul-based.
Possibly. Unless, like, next set they, like, revolve around, like, the Gear Chronicle stuff and be more, like, Counterblast focused.
That'd be cool.
Yay!
But we have a different nation to talk about. So, here we are at Kedar Sanctuary. Tri-Connect Sorceress is a grade 0 common. When this unit's rolled upon you, if you want second, you draw a card. Yada yada.
It's an Angel Feather!
What?
It looks like any... Oh, wait, no, it's a Magus. Never mind.
I was about to say, this is literally a what? Magus.
It also draws cards. That can't be Angel Feather.
That doesn't do things.
They don't draw cards.
Angel Feather... No, but OTT doesn't draw cards. They put cards on top and then add them to hand.
We'll get that's there.
it's a very important distinction.
Then
the he speaks the truth, laddie.
He speaks the true. Tier Square Sorceress, grade 1, 8k common for Keter. When this unit is rolled upon by Pentagleam Sorceress, you can counterblast one and draw a card. This is literally just Circle Magus, isn't it?
Yes.
And auto rearguard. Once per turn, when your drive check reveals a trigger unit, counterblast one, choose one of your opponent's front or rear guards, and put it on the bottom of their deck.
Now it's a Gear Chronicle unit.
That's a Gear Chronicle. What is that doing here?
Gear Chronicle, what are you doing here?
I think they didn't want to give it straight up retire, because, like, it's not technically a paladin.
You know, this is kind of bad than just retiring, honestly.
Yeah, if it's at the bottom of the deck, they were probably not going to see it.
This actually does something against Sorka.
It's like, behold, my gigantic Chungus. It goes to the bottom. Fuck.
Oh, son of a bitch. You fucking fucker. I will rain hellfire upon you. How dare you?
Then we got Pentagleam Sorceress. This is a grade 2 10k rare. Auto, when this unit is rolled upon by Hexa Orb Sorceress, look at three cards from the top of your deck and put them back in, on top of your deck in any order.
It's that thing I said they did.
It's like Scribe, but like only the top instead of the top and bottom.
Huh. But with fundamental differences.
And then, auto, when this unit is placed on rear guard, look at the top card of your deck and put it on top or bottom. If you put it on the bottom, this unit gets power plus 2 until end turn.
Hey.
Only two?
I don't even think that makes magic numbers.
It does not.
It's only a boost.
It does not.
That's the one thing that sucks now about grade threes being 13.
Universally 13.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think we found the worst sub archetype so far.
No, wait, we might be able to pull this back. Hexa Orb Sorceress, grade 3, 13k, triple rare. Persona Red from Keter Sanctuary. Auto Vanguard, when your drive check reveals a trigger unit, choose one of your rear guards. It gets power plus 10,000 until end of turn.
Okay.
So just double trigger, because why not?
It's a Magus.
It's a Magus. And then, act Vanguard once per turn. If you Persona Road this turn, you can Counterblast 1, Soul Blast 1. Reveal up to 1 critical trigger or front trigger from your hand, put it on top of your deck, and this unit gets drive plus 1 until end of turn.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's yep, this is OTT.
Yep.
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 Seems like it to me.
This is very interesting. Checks out. This is very interesting that includes fronts with it, because like this, like, you know, when you trigger the front, you're also gonna give yourself one rear guard 10k and then 20k to a different rear guard. Or you can use it to a rear guard in the back too.
Ooh. Okay, extreme fight.
Oh jeez. Make him stop. I like her. She's boring as fuck, but I like her.
Yeah, wait, I was about to say, like, it's a very, this is like a very safe OTT unit.
This is a very boring card.
But like, you know, it's the first
unit I've ever seen in my entire life.
Literally. We needed one, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's OTT.
I mean, I feel like Bastion stuff is gonna be way cooler than this.
It's okay. I didn't expect much from Keter Sanctuary to begin with after Bastion.
Nah, Bastion's probably gonna get something cool in the set.
I hope.
I like Bastion. Not in Overwatch, but I like him in
every time.
I like him in
without fail.
So I want to talk about my nation here, because we got three reveals for before I stall for.
Are you
eight
saying
minutes.
No one else can have this nation though?
Yes.
Are any of you guys planning to play fucking Brandgate?
I'm not.
As soon as the robot wrestlers come in.
Oh, they're coming.
They're coming.
So I got a grade 2 normal order for Brandgate. Causality goes crazy as I will it.
Okay.
You kiss your mother with that mouth?
Yes.
It's got a Star Vader on the art.
You know, Peter, no, I don't kiss my mother with this mouth. Anyway.
Slow down, Maurice.
Play this with Soul Blast 1. Choose one of your Vanguards that gets power plus 10 until end of turn.
Bink.
We needed something, because, like, literally, our Vanguard, we don't get power, aside from Seraph Snow.
Makes sense.
Fair enough.
Also, I just love that it's such like a Link Joker name too, because like Causality goes crazy as I will it. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I would argue that this is a card for the boy Reverse Daiyusha, who has fallen so much into his pride that he is now willing reality itself to bend.
Somebody King Crimson this man.
oh, sure. We're gonna King Crimson the goddamn facts I'm spewing, but not the fact that. On the stop.
Disassociating.
So we got Grapple External. It's a grade 2 10k common. Rearguard Continuous. During the battle, this unit attacks. If an opponent's card is imprisoned near prison, gets power plus 5.
yo, this dude is rad as hell.
The thing I want to bring up is this flavor text. It reads as such. It is now the Nova Grappler new era, a ruthless competition among the strongest martial artists.
How dare
Hall.
They?
Hall? Novas? Hall?
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 Hey, look at this dude.
Look at this man.
He's just, you know, he's vibing.
Look at this old man.
This old man is listening to some fat beats. He's about to punch someone in the face.
Yeah!
And he's got like 6 robot arms?
Yeah!
I do like his design a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why he's with the imprisoned stuff.
You know, maybe he fights in the prison?
He's a mercenary, I guess. They ran out of cops and they're like, yo, we need wrestlers to duke it out. And that's...
Yeah, I don't know.
Thematic dissonance.
Then we got grade 3, Granite Road Fal Tagar? Sure.
I think it's Fair Tigger.
I can't tell if that's an L or an I.
The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things.
Where Fair Tigger is a rare for Brentgate at rearguard once per turn. Soul last one. This unit gets power plus 2 until end of turn. Choose one of your opponent's front or rear guards and imprison it in your prison.
Huh.
No. That's illegal.
That's really good.
That's...
Also, this unit has Persona Ride. Don't ride it.
Don't do it.
Just do yourself a favor.
I do appreciate that every grade 3 so far has had a Persona Ride icon.
But, like, why, though? Why would they do that? You don't need to. We have a ride deck. We have technology, SpongeBob. We're not cavemen.
So this guy's pretty all right. He's spot removal.
He's spot removal, which is nice. It's also, you know, a use for that soul that we got from the prison.
Yes.
Along with that grade 2 that we got last week, which was, like, literally the same thing, except he didn't get power, I think.
Awful.
Terrible.
But also, his favorite text. From the legend of the Blue Warrior, the Crimson Gladiator was born. So, Blouse.
Huh.
He's a Blau.
But red!
How dare they use the Lord's name in vain like that?
Yeah, right?
I thought, like, Blue Warrior. I was like, who the hell's the Blue Warrior?
Blau.
I was like, oh, it's
Victor.
Blau.
Victor, who went through a blue paint farm.
yeah, Victor. Blue Victor? Remember when he was blue?
Remember when he spilled a bunch of blue paint, and then the blue paint farmer was like, ah, Victor, you spilled all my blue paint. Now you're blue.
The blue paint farmer.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite
the
part
blue
of Victor's
farmer.
Yeah. Don't you know? There's plenty of blue paint trees. They're endangered.
Oh,
Peter, I think you might be on drugs.
Probably.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Peter, give us the blue paint.
Carter's like, I can't believe I associate with this.
But
man.
I like the blue paint. It's like
disassociating.
Red paint, but blue.
That's it for reveals for the next minute and a half, probably.
Minute and a half. Oh yeah, it's wait.
Because
no.
For some godforsaken reason, Bushiroad was like, "We're gonna push our reveals back from 10:30 a.m. to noon." I'm like, "Oh, what does that mean for me?" Well, you know how you got your reveals at 8:30 before, and then it became 9:30 because of daylight savings. I'm like, yeah. Now it's 11 o'clock. I'm like, oh, that's thanks, Bushiroad, because we're recording at 10:58 p.m. On Thursday, March 18th, 2021.
You know, it's been like a month since he dated the episode, whatever.
And our year, the year of the Lord, 2021.
Yeah, so what have we learned here, gentlemen? Zorga is still the king.
Baron Magnus could do the thing, possibly.
Potentially. And Magus still
is
exists.
Magus is so boring.
Yep. So, on the next, we're seeing Dragon Empire and the Brantgate stuff.
Yes,
right?
We're seeing from Dragon Empire, I believe his name is Heavy Artillery of Dust Eugene.
Eugene.
Goddamn.
Eugene.
Eugene, what are you doing with my bloomers? Mother! Why did you tell me this was my mother's house? You never asked.
You never asked. But yeah, I love the how cool like Otter describes like cool steampunky cowboy and his name is Eugene.
It reminds me of what's his name? Flynn Rider.
Yeah, his name is Eugene from Tangled.
Yeah, his name is Eugene. He's a super cool looking dude, but his real name is Eugene.
Hey, don't you be hating on my man Eugene. He's a fun boy.
Flynn Rider.
It's not a bad name. I'm just saying, man. Eugene. Like, come on.
When you look like that, your name can't be Eugene.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me.
And then we also have for Brandkid, we have Cardinal Deus Orphist.
Ooh. Oh, that's a Link Joker.
That's
that,
a name.
That's a Chaos Breaker.
A Chaos Breaker. So after that, we'll only have
just a support from the Star Trek dudes. After that. Because we've seen every other ride line from the alternate ride lines, anyway.
Oh, yes. I see what you're saying.
He's right,
yeah. I want to see what Eugene does.
Me too. Me too. I want to see what the hell my man Eugene does.
Well, what if he turns out just to be like Sutherland? Alternate line and then supporting the Stark decks. I forget.
Yeah, they're doing they're doing both. They're doing alternate line and supporting the Stark deck ones.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, what if he's just Sutherland?
I think we got three reveals for Keter Sanctuary. Oh, there's a triple rare among you. Hold on.
Aw.
Waiting for translations. Quick, vamp.
Vamp. Hey, Andrew.
Nah, I got nothing.
Hi, Connor. What's up?
Eugene.
What is up, dog? What is up, fellow children?
Where am
What's
I?
Good, fellow kids?
How do you do, fellow kids?
Oh, Steve Buscemi.
While we're waiting for those translations, yes, Steve Buscemi, Peter. Is he the blue paint farmer?
Wait.
Is he the blue paint?
Lewis, I have translations.
Oh, we have translations? Good. Do we have names or we just have.
Yep, we do. I can read them if you
say. Right, go for it.
So, for the Keter Sanctuary, we have a triple R, Glorious Heavenly Sword, Alden.
That's a gold paladin!
He's your typical grade 3. He's got all the good stuff, all the good keywords that you could think of. He has auto. When placed on rearguard circle, cost counterblast 2 and soul blast 1, call a card from your hand to rearguard. If the card you called is a grade 3, draw 2 cards.
What?
I see.
Yeah.
What's the second skill?
It has a second ability that says auto rearguard circle. When this unit attacks, if you have 3 or more grade 3 units, this unit gets power plus 5 until the end of turn.
That's really fucking good. That's really fucking good.
For counterblast 2, though.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, like, wow.
Draw me cards! Wow, they are all grade 3s. I'm all in here.
That is literally right. It's literally like taking the order from the start deck, but putting it on a body and making it better.
And saying it can attack.
Is it wrong? Okay, we have the art now. Yeah. Is it wrong that when I look at him, all I can think is that he's a mobile hotspot because he's got Wi-Fi signals coming off his sword?
Yo, wait, does he?
Yo, you're so right.
You're so right.
That's funny.
He's Keter Sanctuary's entire mobile hotspot.
Yeah, we gotta get it from somewhere. Alright, what is the Shadow Paladin Dragon?
We have our second card. Dark Strain Dragon Strung.
Strong.
So it's Dark Strain, not Dark Stream.
Dark Stonk Dragon.
Dark Strain. It says Strain.
Stonk.
Oh, Strain, okay.
Yeah. Act Rearguard. Sorry, it's a grade 3, 13k, sorry. He's also a rare. Act on Rearguard. If you have 3 or more grade 3 units, cost Soul Blast 2, all of your grade 3 units get boost this turn.
There it is!
There it is.
I see.
There it is, dude.
It's all coming erect. Together.
There we go. We don't need gray ones and twos where we're going.
Oh, where are we getting all this soul from?
Good question. Right? The answer is we take the stuff from Dark States.
Oh, yeah. It's all coming together.
I actually kind of really like this.
It is really good. Just like Soul Blast 2 is a little steep, though, unless we actually have a way to get resources.
Like, it's Soul Blast 2, and then they get boost to the end of turn, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The 2 is really steep.
I'm sure they'll have
Maybe he's only really meant for, like, the push turn, you know, or the
probably
with,
like, the Persona
right
turn would be, like, the turn you want to use this for.
Exactly.
Yes.
And finally, we have an order for Keter Sanctuary. Down comes the Sword of Judgment.
That looks so fucking cool.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh, it's so good.
Cost Soul Blast 1, grade 3 to play.
Ooh. Stop Soul Blasting! I only have so much, damn it.
So we do this on the Persona Ride turn.
No, there's a grade 3 from the start deck that puts itself in the soul.
Okay.
Oh, that's right, there is.
So you Soul Blast 1, grade 3 to play it. Choose an opponent's rear guard. Your opponent puts all of their rear guards in the same column as that rear guard on the bottom of their deck in any order.
Yeah, fucking bot deck removal for Soul Blast 1, and I have to Karamaz goddamn 2 to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Bottom spinning removal, we take it.
Oh my god.
It's like it's like Gear Chronicle and that one Kagero Stride had a beautiful baby.
See, this is literally what I thought the start deck order was gonna do because of the name of the goddamn thing, but like, you know, I'll take it.
Also, that is just a fantastic name. Down
a fantastic art.
Down comes the Sword of Judgment. Like, come on.
It actually has an effect that does things related to being inflicting judgment.
This card feels these cards feel very what's the word? They feel very white from MTG, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
The only thing that like is not very like quote unquote white as in MTG style of them is that they draw cards.
Where's
the
tokens?
Yeah, because if you were white, you'd just be like artificially drawing cards. Like, ooh, I'll put all my planes underneath the enchantment and get a planes every turn.
I have soft card advantage.
Literally soft card advantage.
It's like, where's the tokens? Effects. Where's the artifacts?
Where's the exile target creature your opponent may put a permanent from their hand into play?
I hate you.
Where
is it?
That is a card that literally got printed in one of the most recent sets.
I'm so, I'm actually very happy with this because, like, wow. This is actually pretty good payoff for playing Bastion because this, like, the first dude, the Heavenly Swordman, is really fucking good.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And, like, you're going to have that counterblast because, like, you have a lot of grade 3, so, you know, you're probably going to take at least a few punches on the chin.
I'm glad that, like, I'm glad that, like everybody's getting a little bit of something, you know?
Sanctuary just, like, don't guard. Stupid.
Just don't guard. What's damn it? Why do you need cards in hand?
Make your deck all grade 3s.
Why do you need not cards in your damage zone? Like, come on, bro. Come on. Let's just be real with ourselves.
Yeah. Like, we showed you what the support does.
Come on,
man. What the fuck are you doing?
You gotta play triggers, but everything else can be grade 3s.
See? It's
like,
easy.
Like, wow.
I just love the fact that, you know, Morikawa walked so we could run.
I like the fact that they're not, like, pussing out and being like, hey, this grade 2 counts as a grade 3, or this grade 1 counts as a grade 3. No. Real
just
men only here.
All grade 3s.
Now, down the line, they might do that, but right now.
Now. All men, all the time.
But we're not talking about then, we're talking about now.
Now.
Hell yeah.
But seriously,
so we've seen both,
we've
seen both triple rares for Keter Sanctuary now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But we have not seen a single double R. For some reason.
That's a good question, Mega Man.
Well, no, we saw the over triggers.
Yeah, but the over trigger is just like one over trigger, and that was like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
I think it was longer than that. It's been a while.
No, I think it's actually been, like, I think they showed, like, the fourth week of reveals. So, like, like, a week, a month and some change.
Been a long time.
But, wow. Yeah, that is, like, Bastion, you're looking pretty good, my friend.
You'll love to see it. Mm-hmm. There it is, dude.
I'm starting to come around to you a little bit.
It's like, love me, Connor. It's like Connor goes to bed, wakes up, it's like, where am I? It's like the pillowy sanctuary, just like down comes Bastion on his horse, like, Connor, I have provided you with grade threes with good skills. Please accept this token of my affection.
You were once a
Oh, I'm sorry, you go.
You were once a noble knight of the Royal Paladins and the Gold Paladins.
Why not join extent. Us?
Why not join us now?
In our greatest time of need, we need you.
You can't make me.
Where are my testicles, Connor? What have you done with my testicles, Peter. Connor?
God damn it.
What?
What? And then Connor wakes up and sees his dog sitting on his chest.
Go back to sleep, Connor.
It's okay, Connor.
Where's my guard value, Connor? What have you done with my guard value?
Where is my soul, Connor?
What have you done with my soul?
Well, to be fair, Bastion, no nation has soul at this point.
Except for Dark States.
Except Dark States.
Why aren't you playing Dark States, Connor?
I am playing Dark States.
Where are my Dark States, Connor?
Where did you put them?
He slowly, progressively gets more and more in my window. He's trying to fit the horse in my window now.
he's phasing. He's clipping. He's not even phasing. He's, like, no clipping into your room.
The horse is T-posing.
Oh god, it's like full Gmod style. Like,
The horse and him are T-posing, but he's T-posing while he's on the horse, so it's even more horrifying.
And then as soon as they're inside, they just stop T-posing and go about as normal.
Connor, please, you seem frightened for some reason.
Just play Dark States, Connor.
I'm very, very Dark States, Connor.
It's okay, Connor. There's no need to be afraid. Just love me once again.
Be not afraid, my child. He turns into a biblical accurate angel.
Be not afraid, Connor. Turns into Shrek.
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
You can't see it, but I'm pulling down the blinds all on my windows.
No Bastions here tonight, please. You hear, like, sad duty noises in the distance.
and Connor just hears in the background, grade threes are alive. Grade threes are alive.
Morikawa, when the fuck did you get here?
Wow. Alright, well, that took a really weird turn.
Same.
Relatable.
Oh, yeah.
Scared.
Scared.
Fear not, my child.
I'm always afraid.
Get out of my house, Bastion.
No, Connor. Not until you say you start playing Dark States.
Why do you want me to play Dark States so bad?
They have soul, Connor, and I don't.
Bring me their soul, Connor. Yeah.
Give me their soul!
Okay, never mind.
You know what I want.
Do you want to play with Dark States in Extreme Fight?
Give me what I want, and then you hear me. You hear me outside the window. Give me what I want.
Andrew, go back inside.
Give me what I want.
No, I see you outside my window in like a bubble.
I'm like a giant hamster ball.
And I can't hear you say, "Give me what you want." So you just put a sign on like the hamster ball.
Amazing.
A very interesting episode of Car Talk with the Sack Boys.
Isn't it always, Lewis?
Scared.
Scared.
Yo, Bajar Beppy at this.
It's not an episode of Car Talk with the Sack Boys unless one of us ends up psychologically scarred at the end of the episode.
Scarred.
Scarred.
Oh, I'm always scarred.
Fear.
Fear. Join us next week where we talk about Orphist and Eugene.
Orifices.
Eugene, please help me. Bash won't leave my window.
Bring the gun. Bring the big gun.
Dang, I'm gonna need the big boot.
Peter, can I borrow the big boot?
No, you can always borrow the big boot, Connor.
Thank you.
Big boot was my nickname in college.
Jesus Christ.
Eugene was my nickname in college.
Alright, I'll get big boot and bigger boot.
Bigger boot.
Bigger boot? Don't bigger worry. Boot. This is only gonna hurt a lot.
Oh.
Oh, scared.
Oh, scared. Oh, oh, fears.
Oh. Fear.
And lies.
Thank you for joining us.
End the episode.
Join us next week.
Join us next week. Hopefully one of us will turn into one other person.
Hell yeah.
Maybe we will get Pandrew.
Probably.
Yeah.